be happy. Either way, you want to be happy. Because sometimes it can take a real bad toll on you when you is living with the roommate. And you realize and you be like, this is not what I thought that I was getting into. And you have your lonely nights in the bed, your lonely nights in the house, and they may be gone having a good time, hanging out. Let us know how you liking the show. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Invite your family and friends to join the membership. We here at Studio W Global Radio. We circle around the globe 24 hours a day. This radio station do music, talk, sports, comedy, and much more. You can join us on Apple, download it, studio.w, or Android, simply Studio W, or Alexa. Please visit the website studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. Subscribe and please leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking the show. But we're going to get back to, are you living with a roommate or a teammate? Let me see some comments about what you think about this show today. Because some of us are living with roommates and we just don't realize it. When you start checking the box and thinking about the things going on in your relationship, you will realize that you are living with a roommate and not a teammate. And then you're going to think about how many times that you have told your roommate or that's supposed to be your teammate, hey, I need attention. You don't pay me no attention. You don't even comment me. When I get my hair done, you don't say how, oh, that look nice or anything. You don't even say nothing about the outfits that I have on. You don't want to take me nowhere. You don't want to go out to dinner with me. You don't want to hang out with me. All you want to do is hang out with your friends. Check those boxes and then you'll figure out, are you living with a roommate or a teammate? Because there is a big difference. And you'll realize that that teammate gonna be on your team and they gonna, sometimes, y'all know I always have a story. You know when you go shopping and you have your significant other, your husband, your wife with you, or your boyfriend, girlfriend, and you go try on an outfit, and they say, I don't like that. Every outfit that you put on is, I don't like that. It makes you feel like you really don't want to be here. So what I do, when I have my husband shopping with me, and don't do what I say I do, okay? Because this is just my relationship. I try on an outfit, and then when I try it on, I show it to him, and he said, I don't like that. I'm not buying it for you. I'm buying it for me. I like it. I just wanted to show you what it looked like on me. So that's that teamwork, though. Sometimes it may sound like it's a roommate thing, but that's that team. Cause I buy your clothes, I pick out your stuff, so I know I got style. But a lot of men really truly don't like to shop, so you can't really judge that one too much. You don't put a check in that one. You can put a half a check mark in that one, because a lot of men don't like to shop, and to be honest with you, it's a lot of women that don't like to shop. A lot of women, they, especially since they started online shopping, a lot of women really don't like to shop too much either. and they don't like to go shopping with their man, because especially when people is into tennis shoes, they got to look for every tennis shoe. They got to go in every store it is to pick out the, choose the tennis shoes that they want. So be careful with that one. You can't kind of, I wouldn't put that one too much on roommate or teammate. I wouldn't put that one on. But when you know your team, if you got a good team now, if you do have a good team, they don't mind about going shopping with you. They don't mind about hanging out with you. Cause they on the team. I'm gonna make sure my girl or my guy look good. And they gonna look good in what I like. So now that, now you could put, if they are a good teammate and not a roommate, you'll know, cause they will go shopping with you. Anything just about you want to do, they gonna be there right beside you. They gonna have your back, and that's your full back. They're not gonna half step. So you gotta be careful when you go out and meet people, and they gonna listen. Because even when it comes down to the little bitty things, a teammate will listen. Have you ever picked out furniture, curtains, and y'all went to get them? And, or one of y'all bought them already. Did they ask you what did you like? Did they let you put an input in it? Now, some good teammates will agree with everything you like. Now, y'all can put that one down, because when it comes to certain things, honey, whatever you want, whatever you want. You like it? Okay, I like it too. Now, them, that's a good teammate. Cause some men will sit back, and some women, they'll sit back and be like, okay, if you like it, I like it. You can put that on, put a little box for that. How much do they support your needs? How much do they support your likings? You can put that one down. Because a roommate gonna tell you whatever you like, whatever, it's all right, it's all right, because they really don't care. They really, really don't care. So you gotta be careful who you choose as your roommate. Somebody say, those are just roommates when they don't want to do it, anything. Yes, a roommate don't want to do nothing with you. They don't want to hang out with you. They don't want to be around you that much. Just enough to keep you quiet and satisfied a little bit. They're not going to go above and beyond to make things as a team. To make the winning team. You want somebody on your team that want to win. And when I say win, that means the W-I-I-I-I-N win. Cause you want to win for a long time. You want this relationship to carry on. You want it to be to death do you apart. And that's what they say in the wedding vows. You want somebody that's going to be there when you're sick, when you're healthy, when you're broke. Now that's a way to find out some of these teammates. Tell them you ain't got no more money. Tell them you ain't got no more money. And then that red flag going to flip up. Roommate. It's going to pop up on you. Get broke. Sometimes they'll leave when you get sick. And some relationships could just lay And when I mean late, they just mild and mellowed. Cause some people are like that. Some people are just chill, laid back people. Like those are some, I think those are good teammates to me. But I want that opinion sometime. Excuse me. And I know y'all heard me cough. Yeah, I'm gonna laugh at that one because I know some people, as soon as you cough in the United States, now you get that COVID. No, I don't. But you just gotta be careful who you choose as your teammate or your roommate. But let us know how you liking the show. Let us know if you're with a teammate. How's your relationship going with your teammate? Is it a long win relationship? Or you just got a casual relationship, you just there just to have someone, or you just for the moment, or do you have a roommate that's a long roommate, they've been a roommate for a while, and you have not made that commitment that you want to make, because you got to have that open conversation with them when you meet them to let them know, I don't need nobody, just temporarily, I want a teammate. I want somebody that's going to be in the long haul with me. That's going to go through all of it with me when I'm up and when I'm down. You're going to be right here beside me and I'm going to be right here beside you. We're going to take this journey together. So you got to be careful who you choose. And I know a lot of people nowadays, they meeting a lot of people on the internet. You can question them on the internet. You can find those people and ask those questions on the internet. Because that's where a lot of people are dating now. Because a lot of people say it's hard to find a good man. It's hard to find a good woman. Are we looking in the right place? Are you also being in the right place? Because there are some men say the same thing about women. They say it's hard to find a good woman. And nowadays, we have a lot of single men and a lot of single women out there looking for good relationships. They're looking for teammates. But you just got to be careful where you're looking at and who you're looking at. Because your team may not be your team. You know how they have the plays, the different plays for the game. And the reason why I'm talking about football is because I know it's football season, y'all. So that's why I'm talking about football. But you know how the football had them different plays. So when you put your plays out there for somebody to choose you or you to choose a teammate, make sure they understand your plays, because they understand your plays. To play on your team, they got to know the plays that you're going to play in the game. Somebody say, good team takes time to build, and as long as the both of you are trying, then it's worth staying together. I can't see who wrote that, but that is absolutely right. And that's what I was saying. It don't happen overnight. A relationship is hard work. And if you got two people that is willing to, when things is, you're disagreeing on things, are willing to come together in the middle and bend a little bit for to make this relationship work, you are building something beautiful. If you take time to learn each other, listen to each other, understand each other, guess what? You got the best team it is. It don't happen. You are absolutely right. As long as both of y'all, see, that's what I'm saying. It gotta be both of y'all trying to make this work and stand together. It can't be one. Cause that one that is not trying, they want to be a roommate. They don't want to be a teammate. So it depends on who you have as your team that's willing to take the time to build that relationship. It never happened overnight. Do you think it happened overnight for people to stay married and stay together for 50 and 60 years, 40 years together? No. It takes time. It takes two. You got to work. If you want a good relationship and a good team, you got to work for it. And that's what I say. In a relationship, it's hard work. And just think about it. Think about it. We finna go right back to football. It's hard work to win a football game. It's hard work. So, it's hard work to build that team. To have a good teammate. Cause they gotta understand you. They gotta know you. You gotta understand them and you gotta let them know you. You gotta know them and you gotta work together on the little bit of things that you disagree on, the things that irritates you, the things that you may say, hey, that get on my nerve, things that working together, financial, mental, physical, all that stuff works together to make that team to build it up. Any relationship can start from the bottom and it can build up to be a powerful team. The best team is going to make it to the Super Bowl. So are your relationship going to make it to the Super Bowl? So that's what I'm saying. Just let me know, is your relationship going to make it to the Super Bowl? Are you going to be in the room, mate, or the teammate? Just let me know. Let us know. But y'all had some good comments out here today. I'm glad y'all enjoying the show. Keep listening to Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on the radio, on studiowbuzz.com. You can catch us on Snapchat, TikTok. We own all of them. But like I say, keep inviting your family and friends to join. Keep the conversation going. These conversations may not help you, but it may help somebody else. So share them with your friends and families and tell them to join, invite them to join and listen to them. Cause your relationship may be at the Super Bowl. You aren't won the Super Bowl cause you got a powerful, strong teammate. But the next person or one of your friends or family may have a roommate or your coworkers. So let them listen and let them hear. Cause this may not do, your team may be running down the side, running the field goal. They may be gone. They're not standing on the sideline in a huddle. Okay, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Thank y'all for listening. And like I say, Studio W Global Radio, we circle around the globe 24 hours a day. We have music, talk shows, sports, comedy, and more. You join us on Apple, download Studio.W on Android, simply Studio W or Alexa. Please visit the website StudioWBUZZ.com. Subscribe and please leave a comment. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Love y'all.
one too.
That was good. That was real good. Yes, you know those. I will. She was what? Oh, okay. Oh, she was going to do some stuff. Then. Okay. Okay, great. I'm going to give her a call. Okay. Very good. Let me do this first. And Andre. Yeah, that was a real good show. John, you didn't hear any of it, did you? Oh man, you missed a treat. It was real good. And you would say you got some real interesting comments. Oh yeah. Talking to me? Okay. Let me see if I got anything upstairs. I might. If not, just turn the fan on. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Boomerang Radio Show right here on the Buzz Studio, WBuzz.com, Studio WBuzz.com. Hey, now I see, oh my goodness, Reverend Rudolph Demery is here, and Wooten Taylor is here, and we're just waiting on, Dr. Cecilia Sims. All right, good evening, everyone.
Hey, William, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Let me turn my mic down just a little bit, okay? Hold on one second. Hey. Yeah, how's your weekend going?
Mine is going well. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. No aches and no pains and anything like that. So I'm okay on everything.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. All right, Dr. Demery, what's going on, my friend?